And I would welcome Yod and Munir. They will, with a warm applause, please. A bit warmer. And they will tell us why we should say no to a payment system for refugees.
Yeah, thank you.
Danke. Könnt ihr uns gut hören? You say something?
Nein, you can't start.
just to make a test, can we hear us? Can we hear us?
Yeah? Everyone, hear
everyone's
me.
Here. Thanks so much for coming. So nice to see so many people being interested in this. Unser Talk wird zweisprachig sein. Ich werde nachher auf Deutsch sprechen. Munir wird auf Englisch sprechen. Die Präsentation ist aber zweisprachig, also keine Panik. Hier seht ihr schon mal unser erstes Slide. Den Vortrag ankündigt, Nein zur Bezahlkarte, rechte Symbolpolitik mit Solidarität aushebeln. Und ihr seht hier auch die ganzen Logos bundesweit von den ganzen Initiativen, die dagegen sind und mit denen wir zusammenarbeiten. Okay, let's start, no?
Yeah.
So, we're just going to introduce ourselves for a moment. I do this in English, so Munir knows what I'm talking, because transparency, you know. So we're from the initiative Nein zur Bezahlkarte in Hamburg, and you can see here our little helpers, the raccoons in the shopping trolley, and they will be around. There is a shopping trolley going around. That's our mobile. Find us later if you want to talk. I'm Jot. I'm part of the initiative since pretty much the beginning, not quite, but almost, and doing a lot of things around it. We come to it later.
So, hello everyone. It's me, Munir Safi. I'm from Syria, actually, and I live here since 10 months in Germany, so that's why I have some difficulties in Deutsch. So anyway, I will speak about the social card issue and about the restrictions for social card, and also because I was volunteering with the team since the beginning, since February 2024.
Kurze Übersicht, sorry, die Mikrofon war auf. Wir haben kurz eine Einführung gemacht, wer wir überhaupt sind. Jetzt ist so ein bisschen die Frage, was ist überhaupt die Spezialkarte? Was ist es? Wer kriegt sie eigentlich? Who gets the card actually? So actually, and why was even such a system introduced? What are the arguments for? And what are the arguments against? And then also to show what the arguments against, why they are shit, and then our arguments against it, and what we can all do to stop this project. And then we have 10 minutes of Q&A, questions and answers, and we hope that we have enough time, and otherwise we are still here and we are also around in the city.
So
let's go. Also, ich fange an mit... Ich rede erst über die Sozialkarte und was Sozialkarte, das ist eine Zahlkarte für Geflüchtete oder Menschen mit Migrationshintergrund, für neue Menschen, also Asylantinnen, die neu in ein Land angekommen. Es ist eine Kredit. Es ist nicht eine Kreditkarte, aber es ist eine Debitkarte, also es hat wie so kleine Geldsummen, die POMs, also People on the Move, bekommen könnten. Asylanten bekommen und auch dann diese einsetzen können, wie sie wollen. Aber natürlich ohne Konto. Aber jetzt ist diese Sozialkarte und dieses System in mehreren Bundesländern implementiert in Deutschland. Wir haben viel mit den Medien darüber gesprochen. Es gab einiges an Medienberichtung darüber. Hier ist wieder ein Beispiel davon, dass auch wir beteiligt waren. Also, ich werde auch noch reden über die Limitierungen von Sozialkarte. Es gibt ja viele Limitierungen. Zum Beispiel, du darfst nur 50 Euro im Bargeld nehmen pro Monat. Das bedeutet auch, wenn du eine Familie hast, dass die 50 Euro Cash auch für die Kinder gelten. Du kannst kein Bankkonto machen, du kannst keine E-Banking machen oder sonst auch Kredit oder Online-Banking oder Online-Einkaufen ist nicht möglich.
Money,
Und ich werde auch kurz darüber reden, über die Limitierung oder die Einschränkung in Brandenburg und in München. Zum Beispiel gibt es dem Beispiel in Brandenburg und München, dass Geld zurückgezogen werden könnte. Also zum Beispiel, einen Monat wurde 120 Euro rausgegeben und nachher wurde nur dann 100 Euro rausgegeben von den Behörden, was nicht fair ist für die Geflüchteten und den Asylantinnen. Und es ist eine deutliche Fremdbestimmung. Hier ist eine Webseite von der Firma, die diese Sozialkarten ermöglicht. Und hier kannst du deine Karte, deine Geburtsdatum, deine Nationalität reintun und dann kannst du über deine ganzen Karte, Leitungen und Daten und was passiert ist, sind einsichtbar per online.
Details about the money and fees and everything. So,
danke. Aber wer bekommt überhaupt eine Payment-Karte? Also eigentlich alle Asylantinnen, die ankommen in Deutschland. Sie haben angefangen in Februar 2024 in Hamburg. Und somit haben sie angefangen, diese Sozialkarte zu bekommen. Also es war ein Pilotprojekt, aber ab 1. Januar 2025 werden alle, die in Asyl farmen in Deutschland, werden eine Zahlkarte bekommen. Auch wenn diese Menschen ein Bankkonto haben, werden sie die Gelder oder finanzielle Mittel über diese Sozialkarte bekommen und nicht über die eigene Bankkonto, die vielleicht bereits vorhanden sind. Das sind ein paar Beispiele von Problemen. Zum Beispiel, jeder Mensch bekommt 185 Euro jeden Monat. Das war vorher nur ein Bar erhalten. Vielleicht haben sie gewisse Fees, also die Karte-Provider nimmt dann gewisse Gelder ab. Ich kann mehr Beispiele nennen und Probleme nennen. Aber was ich eigentlich aufzeigen will, dass es mehrere und mehrfache von Einschränkungen gibt, mehr Probleme sind zum Beispiel. Zum Beispiel für jede Bargeldabholung ist 2 Euro Gebühr. Das Problem ist auch, wenn alle eine Visa-Karte bekommen. So die Frage ist, was passiert, wenn 1 Million Personen alle Karten bekommen? Und somit sehen wir, dass die Visa-Karte, die Visa-Firma bekommt noch einiges an Gelder auch durch dieses System als Zwischenorganisation. Das sehe ich auch problematisch an. Hier ist ein Exempel. Es gibt auch, ich rede jetzt kurz über SIM-Karten, wenn du 50 Euro bekommst und 35 Euro dafür ausgibst für eine SIM-Karte, weil du kannst keinen Contract machen und somit, also diese SIM-Karten sind nur erhältlich per Bar und somit haben sie nicht die Mittel, so kommt ganz viel von den Bargelder ist nicht möglich. Und auch wenn du so eine Restriktion und Einschränkung hast und die Menge an Bargeld, das du hast, kannst du nicht in zweite Handladen gehen, du kannst nicht in eine linke Schuppe gehen, du kannst nicht in einen Second-Hand-Laden gehen, in einen Flohmarkt, auf den Markt, auf die Straße. Es begrenzt deutlich deine wirtschaftlichen Konsummöglichkeiten ein. Und es gibt einige Abmachungen oder Vorregelungen, Verordnungen. Wenn du mehr als 20 Euro willst, kannst du eine Visa-Karte bekommen. Also kannst du eine Visa-Karte von überall bekommen. Es gibt mehr Einschränkungen. Zum Beispiel, ich habe eine Visa-Karte in Hamburg. Ich kann es nur in Hamburg nutzen, also ist georegional gebunden. Und wenn ich in einem Dorf lebe, wenn ich diese Visa-Karte oder diese Zahlkarte nur in diesem Dorf haben, kann in diesen Karten nicht außerhalb diesen Dorf nutzen und somit sind Menschen dann geografisch eingeschränkt. Und auch durch dem, dass es ausgeweitet wird, dass es nicht nur auf neue Menschen, die neu angekommen sind, sondern auf alle Menschen, die ins System gebunden werden, ist es eine deutliche Einschränkung. Es gibt auch technische Probleme. Wenn du technische Probleme hast mit den Karten, egal was, deine Karte wird schnell blockiert. Und wenn du die Karte entsperren willst, musst du einen Termin machen mit dem Sozialamt. Und das nimmt viel Zeit, bis man den Termin hat. Es ist ein Prozess, bis du Geld wieder zurückbekommst und die finanzielle Unterstützung wieder bekommst. Also ich glaube, ich habe fast alles gedeckt. Aber falls ihr Fragen habt, könnt ihr gerne diesen jetzt stellen. Ich werde mehr Informationen geben. Danke.
Yes, thank you.
Willst du?
Wie vielleicht auf dem, könnt ihr mich hören? Ja, wie vielleicht auf dem letzten
Slide. As you've maybe seen on the last slide, the social card. People who get it say they feel like people, second-class people. There's an interview from the TAZ about the social card. If they pay with it, they are immediately seen as refugees and see discrimination, and people talk about that. And if you go to like Rewe or other supermarkets, you can get cash at the cash desk. The person at the counter, yeah, no problem, 100 euros. You pay with the payment card, but to only get 80 euros. So there's just taking from these people. And that's what people tell us all the time. So politically, why is the social card coming now? So society is going right-wing for a while now, but this is nothing new. Right-wing politicians wanted this for years, ever since the 90s. But if we look back, it never worked. But now it's there again. But we hope it will fail again. But all parties wanted it, so now it's here with a new design. Looks nice and promises safety like everyone. But the goal is the same as ever since the 90s. There's the payment card for refugees, not to make it better for everyone, it's for restrictions and make it harder to get asylum in Germany. And so, best case, they say, fuck Germany, we'll fuck off again. With this payment card, people can't arrive here and take part in social life. So we say, no, not with us, no right-wing politics, even if it comes from the so-called left. Thanks. But where are we standing in this time? These times, there's a lot of new restrictions in asylums for asylum seekers. There's been deportation every day. The same for church asylum happened a lot of times. Maybe you heard that. That had been taboo before. So there's no safety even with churches where the most discriminated against people took asylum. So these people are supposed to get deported to the third states as fast as possible and have it. Borders are restricted and controlled. People are deported into even in civil war countries. There's less German language lessons for people, which would make it easier to partake in German culture. So that we are making a swap out action, and CDU, CSU, the conservatives want to ban that. and the initiatives and the refugees are fighting against that. So we don't even need the AfD, the fascist party. They can just sit back and let the other parties do all this right-wing shit. That was our great signal coalition, green, yellow, red. And the red and green Senate in Hamburg were like, oh, we want this first. So Hamburg went faster than Bavaria to the right. So this payment card is a new instrument of control in restricting the rights of asylum seekers. And this asylum seeker law has been in people's boxes since 1993, and there has been fighting against that since 1993. And it's not sensible in any way. It's just to shock people away from going to Germany. And like initiatives like Pro Asyl are fighting against that since 30 years. So are there arguments in favor of it? Yeah, sure. This payment card symbolist politics against the weakest. No, it's not symbol politics. There's like actual interest behind this. So there's argument in favor, but that's not our opinion. But like we can deconstruct these arguments and explain what to your you can explain to your friends and family why the payment card is shit. The first argument is like two parts. It's like less pressure on the communes in administration. That is, this payment card is less work for the social workers. But let's look in there. What work do they have to do? In many places, like in Hamburg, it's a bit different everywhere. In Hamburg, with payment cards, people want to send money. They need a date with the social office. And then this IBAN, their bank number, is can do one thing, and it's like we have to send money, and this gets taken away from the asylum seekers, but it's a lot of administrative work, and it's not actually legal to. To restrict and this cash payment of 50 euros in this way. And initiative said, you have to look individually if these 50 euros are enough for you. So if this happens and a lot of people go to court again, that's a giant amount of work for the administrations. So that's bullshit. We also heard that some communes, some offices, every month these money transfers first are done by hand. Sorry, that's silly. Argument number 1-2, now it's about costs for the administrations. Firstly, more work means more expensive, logic, right? So secondly, this card is extremely expensive to implement. It's very intransparent on what it's going to cost, but like Baden-Württemberg, it's going to pay 11 millions for it in 25 and 26. In Berlin, this new payment card costs 5 million euro. It has been 366,000 so far. You can do that if you cut away all the culture spending. Who wants that? At the same time, Visa, MasterCard, the institutes who provide these cards, they made a lot of money. Oh, this is great. This is großartig. We say that is bullshit.
Okay, argument number 2. Der Pull-Faktor wegen Angeben ist zu hoher
Sozialleistung. So the pull factor is way too high for social. There's a pull factor of too many social services in Hamburg. 185 francs a month? I don't really a lot of luxury. Okay. So, like, whoever is moving away from somewhere or fleeing due to no perspective, torture or war, the people will be coming anyways, because people come because of security and because they want to live and not because they need money. So this pull factor due to too high social securities will be least in the next few years, which with the climate crisis will play no more role. And we demand that people have self-agency and can self-decide where they go and where they move and where they pay and how they pay. The third argument, this is also since the 90s. So the cash limits should prevent that Schlepper, or the people who move people between over borders, will not be paid, or prevents this type of work. Human smuggling, sorry, Schlepper. But who really thinks that human smugglers will take cash after their service? And there is this law from 1993, we could say it was from the 90s, that it would be really important that there is no temptation. Okay, this one we checked. Sorry.
It's like there was an argument for temptation of getting to Germany for money, and that this new law would ban that and it wouldn't happen, but it's happening, so it's nonsense.
Like, they want to limit the amount of money and cash that is going to the outside of the country. Okay, but that actually refugees and people on the move send money back to their countries where they came from in the areas. There's a study that shows, the study just came out. Here's a QR code on the folio if you want to read. I'm just going to read a little bit what it says. In the data collected by the Bundesbank, which shows the annual foreign remittances from Germany have now reached 22 billion. No distinction is made as to whether these transfers are made by migrants, non-migrants, or refugees. According to the mentioned study, only 7% of all refugees actually send money back to the countries where they come from. So it's only 7%. So we say, total bullshit argument, not true. Now I need short a moment. They take a drink.
So das waren die vier Argumente.
Okay, so those were the four arguments for the card, and we just showed why it's all bullshit. So actually, now the only arguments stay against this. They are obvious, but we find it important, though, to present them and also to show them to you. Okay, because actually, there is a good alternative for the Sozialkonto. It's called the Basiskonto. The basis konto, or the fundamental konto account for everyone, means that people have safe agency, there's less stigmatization. It would also mean that there's less of an administrational cost and work, overload. There'll be less technical problems, because people can actually go to their own bank and deal with a technical problem directly with the service. And a basis account would allow and support and implement better integration and more participation in our society. Okay. And it shows us that the logic behind is it's not better to use more repression and more discriminational functions and infrastructures like the security court. And this type of preparation and repression and discrimination is politically willed. And this is why we say no. Self-agency instead of social security cards. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about us and what we do as initiative. Some colleagues of mine are sitting also in in the crowd. We also have a little assembly or a shopping trolley or cart. So one of the main work that we do, or most important jobs, is public work, public relations. So we do sensibilization, we do campaigns, we talk with the media, we give, not with all of them, of course, but some of them. We do demonstrations and protests, not just in the cities of Hamburg, but also in front of the camps and the prison structures of Asylanten. We also started a petition. You can also still sign it now, but it's not the main topic right now. Of course, we do direct solidarity support for the people who are affected by this structure and Maßnahme. So we give them, for example, money. We do different types of actions, like exchange actions where people can give money for other stuff. We help people by people writing complaints to the social services and to the other services that are involved. We help with legal information and present, like reading through legal documents and touristic. And we are nationally connected. We have a lot of initiatives. There are also a lot of different types of self-organized migratory organizations which we work together with. So one thing that we did was also a coupon action. So we will continue doing this until the limits on the cash is eliminated. So what we do is we found out that there are coupons from these stores that are very easy to pay for. And actually, like the story, origin story is someone, Nina from the migratory group came, and they said, like, we need like some type more possibilities for shopping. And then we looked together and we found, oh, there are these coupons. So a person with the payment card goes to a penny, buys a coupon for 50 euros, pays it digitally with the card. Then they come back to the exchange station. They give us the coupons and we give them cash. Where does this cash come from? This is from this cash we give them back to another organization, which is a solidarity market, who pay with cash for these coupons. And we can say that this really works. We about like 20,000 to 25,000 euros in month or in liquidation through this process. Liquidated through this process, sorry. Okay, I need to be a little bit faster because people just told me I need to be faster. As you can see, in our shopping trolley, you can like get coupons and buy coupons. We also take cryptocurrency, but also cash, of course. And as Bayern started with this type of exchange and trade actions, the media came and did their normal type of racism, Eurocentric type of coverage, saying basically, and they questioned about how action is legal. It is legal. And even the police München, as you can see in their X account or X Twitter, they also say very clearly, it is not legal and criminal to organize such trade actions. Okay. What can we all do? What can you all do? And we need your help. Okay, we only have 1 minute. Donate money to us. If you don't want to spend the money or like get a coupon for it, it's okay. This money will be given into the system and will be circulated. You can also buy coupons, which is also very helpful. Or and we also need a lot of translation We need a lot of support in translation between the various languages in which we can contact with. There's, here you see a map of all the initiatives in Germany where you could participate in. This is also to be found in the internet. You can like find it for our Instagram account. Look at that. You're welcome to invite it to look at it. Okay, one big shout out to NZZZ. Two, we are searching for specific support in data security. We need your skills. Please come to us. It is live data security, especially with this app. We have a lot of questions and we're unsure. We'll be really, really excited if people join us and help us and support us technically. What we also need is that everyone goes home and puts pressure on their local politicians, that they also expressively in their communal politics politicize against the implementation of this card and work on the communal level against eliminating this card. Yes. We don't want this. Applause. It's possible. Okay, that was it. Here you find our digital contacts. Here's a QR code. Here's our Instagram.
Thank you, Munir.
Applause. Thank you, Amina. Danke, Bob. One moment, I have one more sentence I would like to say. You probably could not memorize everything or write everything down. Here is a frequently asked question to Bezugskarte an Pro Asyl or Freiheitsrechte, where you can also find all this information in detailed and written form. Applause. Fist bump on the stage. Okay, jetzt gehen wir weiter zu der Frage und Antwortrunde.
We don't make any comments. We don't say thank you. We will say thank you at the end. We will clap really loud again at the end. So,
kurzes Q&A, aber mit Bitte darum, das ganz schnell zu machen.
So why did they go for that? That seems like kind of questionable.
Wie sollen sie das gemacht? Das ist ein bisschen fragwürdig, oder? Ich glaube, da. Warum Visa? Es ist nicht Visa überall. Es sind verschiedene, the different providers, but Visa is very big, who really won the race in this.
Okay, next questions. Please keep your hands up.
Thanks. Yeah, the Munich police says it is.
Die Münchner Polizei sagt, es ist nicht illegal, aber habt ihr trotzdem eure Repression gegengekriegt für dieses Projekt? Und noch eine Frage, wie realistisch ist das, dass diese soziale Karte, sogenannte, für andere Leute eingeführt wird, zum Beispiel für Leute, die Bürgergeld bekommen?
Also die Frage war, ob...
The question was, if we had a repression with this swap out action, because they are really trying to make it illegal on every way. We didn't get any repression by now. We were kind of happy when the newspaper said that card is useless now. Well, that would be nice, but they want to make it criminalize it, make it illegal, and change the law to make it illegal. The other question, since the beginning, for a year, like since November 23, there has been public talk about the social card, and there has been a lot of talk about how practical it would be to have this for everything. Like, yeah, sure, let's go for the weakest minority and then look what happens.
Keep your hands up.
Nur ein kurzer Moment, lasst die Arme oben, wenn ihr eine Frage habt.
Da wir auf dem CCC, auf einer technischen
Konferenz... Since we are on at the CCC, a technical congress, do you need use technical tools to coordinate this distribution of the coupons and so on? Do you need help with that? Do you have tools that we can work on?
Yeah. So actually, about
oh yeah, für die technischen Support zum Beispiel sage ich immer meine Erfahrung mit der Sozialkarte, da gibt es ein Programm, das sagt, was deine Transaktionen sind und deine Ein- und Ausgaben, da gibt es ein Problem. Da muss ich eine Autorisation eingeben und da konnte mir halt keiner helfen. Nach so 3 Monaten sagte jemand, hol dir halt einen Termin beim Sozialamt. Das Sozialamt sagt, du sagst einen Termin in der Ausländerbehörde und das ist für alle ist ein neues Projekt und niemand weiß, wie diese Probleme funktionieren. Und das sind normales QA auf der Webseite und das hilft einfach nicht. For the initiative itself, we have a person who knows stuff about IT. We have an app that helped us have an overview of the cash flow and getting new coupons. I have a question. You talked about the arguments of the side in favor. What I think was surprising, it is more expensive, it's more work. In addition to the discrimination and the racist, immoral shit, but are you like optimistic that this might stop happening because it's not helping anyone?
You want to say something?
Start.
Okay, I start. Well, I'm a fucking optimist. So,
ich bin Optimist. Also meine Idee ist erstmal, diese Bargeldbeschränkungen abzuschaffen. Könnt ihr mich hören? Ja, okay. Wenn die Beschränkung, cash restriction is gone, the heart can beat on its own and we have capacities for something else. That's the first step. And after that, we see where to go. I'm kind of optimistic because there's little glimmers of hope. We try. Wir versuchen es. Ganz kurze Frage über die Zahlen. 185 Euro, das auf der Karte ist in Hamburg und 50 Euro, die abgehoben werden dürfen. Und in Wien ist es zum Beispiel 135 plus 50 Cash. Ist das die Frage? No, es geht darum, dass jeder Flüchtling so viel Geld kriegt und halt 50 Euro abheben kann. Diese 50 Euro kosten dann auch nochmal 2 Euro Gebühren.
Also diese 2 Euro Gebühren, die die Leute pro Abhebung zahlen, ist tatsächlich
so rechtswidrig, weil es ist gegen das Gesetz. Yeah, that's illegal, these fees to, it is illegal to put fees on social spending, okay, welfare. Danke, das war die letzte Frage. Wo findet ihr uns später? Ja, wo findet ihr uns? Es gibt irgendwo einen blinkenden Einkaufswagen. Da hinten winken Leute. Ich konnte es hier nicht reinbringen. Da ist der Einkaufswagen mit dem Waschbären drin. Redet mit uns. Und ich möchte hinzufügen, für unsere Spenden. Ich kann kein gutes Deutsch. Wenn du uns helfen willst, ihr uns helfen willst, für 50 Euro ist eine nachhaltige Spende, weil das geht an die Voucher und oder irgendwelche anderen Ausgaben. Das geht halt voll da rein. Alle sind freiwillig am Arbeiten da. Und das ist auch ein Gefallen von euch. Oder es ist halt eine Spende.
It's not like 100% donations, so.
Okay.
Thank cool. you.
Thank you so much for listening.
Ja, vielen Dank fürs Zuhören.
That's the last question, I think.